Welcome back here to K-Man's In Focus, News Radio KMAN, 9:46 now, and had a great show here this morning. We've had some updates on the Hale Library fire and the construction going on there with K-State. We just heard from Bill Kennedy and Mary Beth Kiefer on their Super Bowl to tackle hunger here with the Flint Hills Bread Basket. And now we're going to shift gears, talk a little bit about the Lions Club here. We got Dwayne Sherwood joining us in studio. Dwayne, good morning.
Morning.
And Dwayne has an event coming up here, a biscuit and gravy feed.
On Saturday, this coming Saturday the 2nd, which happens to be on Groundhog's Day, we're having a biscuit and gravy feed at College Avenue, United Methodist Church. We're serving from 7 to 1 o'clock, and we put a whole hog sausage in our gravy mix, so it's really a good product, and we like to support four organizations for this. It's a crisis center, the emergency shelter, Habitat for Humanity, and Shepherd's Crossing, and a few others after that. But another thing we have going on along with this, we have a raffle going on for the Kansas Specialty Dog of Washington, and so we will have lots of gifts that we give away. We have a signed basketball from both men and women's clubs at K-State. So just come and eat and have a lot of fun.
All right, and no limit on how much you can go back, or how's that
work? No, this is all you can eat.
All you can eat, okay, super. What are tickets costing there?
The adult tickets are $5, and children under 12 are $3. So it's an affordable breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the different nonprofits that you'll be helping support here. Maybe talk a little bit about why Lions Club's interested in helping those.
We started this several years ago, and the other gentleman, that Lions member, that and I started this, and we said, well, let's go with organizations that are needy for funds to help support their programs. So we joined in with that, and every year we've been able to support those four organizations really well. So it's been a good project for us and them.
And you said it's going to help the Crisis Center, and who else?
Emergency Shelter, okay. Habitat for Humanity, and Shepherd's Crossing.
Yeah, all of those do great work.
All those do great work.
Yep. Fantastic. Is this something you guys do annually here?
We do it every year, and you usually try to do it around last weekend in January or the first weekend in February, however the Saturday falls.
Okay. How many volunteers do you have helping you out this week?
We'll have several volunteers. The Sunflower Club, they'll probably have a few people there helping out. And our main group of Lions from our Manhattan Lions Club will be there helping. So the clubs are representative to help put this on for us.
Okay. And you mentioned the food itself here. You're using a whole hog sausage?
Yes, we are. We have always got this from Ray's Apple Market. Well, you know, Ray's Apple Market moved out of Manhattan, so I'm leaving here to go to St. Mary's to pick up the sausage this morning.
Nice. How's that whole process work? Do you guys have a lot of people that have to come in early that morning and cook it up?
We've got probably 10 people coming in around 6 o'clock to get things rolling. So it'll be ready by 6:45 if somebody wants to get there just a little early.
Yeah, very nice. As far as the Lions Club, what else do you guys do here throughout the year?
One of our main projects in Lions Club is SITE. And we have a program that we help people with eyeglasses that don't have insurance or can't afford to buy them. We have them go through Shepherd's Crossing. They do the interview process, and if it's okayed by them, then they let us know, and we tackle it from there on. And we're also getting into the schools. This last year, we've helped 32 students in the grade schools and the high school with eyeglass problems.
Wow. Well, that's great. That's something you don't think about being a need here, but yeah. I'm sure it is.
Another thing we do, we collect used eyeglasses around town, and at the Midwinter Rally, which was last weekend, I sent 2,100 pair of eyeglasses and about 500 pair of sunglasses, and they go to a prison in Indiana where they clean them and sort them.
Oh wow, that's interesting. The prisoners clean them, or how's that work?
They clean them, and then they have a machine. They put them in to get the power on them. They get the power off of that and put them in plastic bags with the number on them. And then they're stored, and then they go to third world countries when the optometrists and ophthalmologists go overseas. They're free to take these glasses with them and give to the people that do not have a proper out.
Wow, that's impressive. I didn't realize that kind of stuff happened behind the scenes through the Lions Club. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's Helen Keller was the one that challenged the Lions Club years ago to be a project with SITE.
Now, as far as here locally, how are you involved with Lions Club, and how often do you guys meet?
We meet the second and fourth Mondays of each month at Four Points. We have a business meeting to have a meal, and we usually have a program. Different people around town or from somewhere else come in. They speak to us for half hour to 45 minutes. And it's all connected to what we do in Lions Club.
Okay. And how are you involved with Lions?
I've been a member since about 2001, and right now they call me the Lion Tamer, which is a small project, but I've served as president, I've served as a director, and so that's my project, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the people, like the Midwinter Rally we just had. We got friends from all over the state of Kansas back here, and it's a good time. We have a lot of fun in Lions Club.
Yeah. So maybe people are listening to this, they're thinking about, well, maybe I need somewhere to go socialize and meet some people. Can they come to your meetings?
Sure. It's open to the public. And if anybody would like to be a member, why, they're welcome to come, and we will get to know them. And we will have application forms at the Biscuit Gravy Feed if anybody wants to look it over. And we have flyers that we have to let people know what the Lions Club's doing. And so that's a project that we always appreciate and work with it really well.
I don't know. You're making me hungry here. I haven't had breakfast yet myself, but you know, anytime there's a weekend coming up and we hear about these breakfast feeds, it's always kind of nice. And yeah, it sounds like it's going to be delicious. I'll have you recap once again just how people can get their tickets, and can they get them ahead of time?
The members all have tickets to sell, and you can buy tickets at the door, same price. It's we don't charge extra coming to the door, so it's all the same price.
Okay. Yep. And where's that located again, the church?
College Avenue, United Methodist Church. It's right across from the new soccer field. And like I say, we'll be open at 7 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
All right, that's happening this Saturday. Well, we wish you the best of luck here with this event. And hopefully a lot of people will come out and support these great causes here. So many different organizations you're going to be helping out.
I appreciate it.
All right. Again, Dwayne Sherwood from the Manhattan Lions Club, our guest here this morning on In Focus. And again, we wish you best luck this weekend.
Thank you.